K2 is the second highest mountain in the world. Straddling the Pakistan-China border, it's known as the Savage Mountain because it presents such a treacherous climb for the alpinists who try to reach its summit. This week, four high-altitude climbers reached K2's peak, including 40-year-old Austrian Gerlinde Kaltenbrunner. We reached her at K2's upper base camp, a place so remote we had a crackling satellite phone connection. She's the first woman to climb all 14 of the world's tallest peaks without using any supplementary oxygen. Kaltenbrunner is part of a National Geographic expedition. She and her team approached K2's summit from the Chinese side of the mountain, which is considered a longer and more difficult climb than ascending from the Pakistani side.
Four times I tried already on the south side, on the Pakistani side. There were some very bad moments with accidents, sometimes bad weather or too much snow. It was a big challenge, and now finally we could reach the top.
I know your husband has made it to the top of K2. He was with you on part of this trip, but decided, hearing about the avalanche dangers, to turn back and go back to base camp. Did he try to convince you to come with him?
Yes, he tried to convince me to come back with him, of course, because he has another view of risk than I have, but I could convince him that I have a very good feeling. I know that there is avalanche danger, but we can avoid the danger somehow. I had a very good feeling, and I spoke with my other team members, and we tried to continue, and luckily we did.
Now, during the two-month trek to K2's summit, the team at times waded through waist-deep snow and had to fight high wind. There were moments when Kaltenbrunner said it was so cold she lost feeling in her fingers and her toes. But she says she never feared for her life. Gerlinde, this is a very dangerous mountain, and there have been fatalities, people attempting to climb K2, and I understand one of your team members last year died on the mountain. How did you keep going? How did you have the stamina to try it again this year?
Last year, it was really a very tragic moment for me when Frederick fell down. But I know that he tried to live his dreams, and we do the same, and we know that something can happen. But the mountain is still there, very beautiful, very powerful, and I needed some time to let pass what happened on K2 last year, but then I got the very strong feeling to return.
And Kaltenbrunner says the view from the 8,000-meter peak was magical. In her words, the most wonderful moment ever. Now that you've climbed all 14 major peaks in the world, what's next?
Good question. Now I'm just so happy about K2. Now I have to stay with this, and I know that there are many plans and dreams in my mind about other mountains. I think mountaineering will be my passion until the very end, sure.
Gerlinde Kaltenbrunner reached the summit of K2 this week along with three others. She was part of a National Geographic expedition. Gerlinde, congratulations, and I hope you get some time to relax now.
Thank you very much.